My beloved, in Christ, again we come to the presence of God.
亲爱的弟兄姐,
For in His presence is the fullness of joy, Psalm 16.
诗篇第十六篇.
We understand that grace is the mystery of God's presence.
我明白恩典的是神同在的奥秘.
Therefore, we should practice it and also discipline in His very grace.
因此我们需要学习,
this evening, again, we should continue what we have thought this morning. And would you turn your Bible with me to Book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. I would like Brother Lin to read in Chinese, and then I read in English.
罗马书第十二章第一节.
罗马书十二章第一节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。我凭着所赐我的恩，对你们个人说。
The words which we should emphasize in verse 1 and 2, in verse 1 said, your spiritual service of worship. And then in verse 2, especially, do not be conformed to the world, to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That is discipline of our mind.
那特别强调是第一节那边提到的是我们所献上的活祭是一个圣洁的活祭。那第二节那边提到说，我们要心意更新而变化，查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦旨意。Then
would you turn with me to a book of Joshua?
我们打开耶稣雅记,
the last chapter, that's chapter 24.
24章。
A very familiar verse which we Christians often quote and often use in our family situation. At the end of verse 15, I would like you to read together with me. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Shall we read together? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It means the discipline of family worship. Or family altar.
这是提到一个家庭的敬拜，家庭的祭坛的一个操练。
Then the third passage which we are going to think about is chapter 19 of the book of Exodus.
我们再看出埃及记第十九章。
I would like you to pay special attention to verses 5 and 6.
请你特别注意第五节跟第六节。
Now then, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the sons of Israel.
出埃及记十九章第五节。如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。 你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。If
grace is conditional, if
如果恩典呢是有条件的。We
just sang, you remember, we just sang that particular hymn, "Trust and obey, for there is no other way."
我们刚唱一个诗歌是信而顺服，因为再没有其他的途径。If
we obey His voice,
如果我们顺服他的话
，and keep His covenant,
我们遵守他的约。And
then we will receive His gracious and wonderful grace. The point which I want to emphasize, especially verse 6, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. We are priests. And this is the discipline of corporate worship. We worship together in the grace of God. This morning we try to discuss the meaning of grace and its discipline.
今天我们提到是恩典的意义跟它的操练。
We understand that grace is unmerited and unconditional.
我们明白恩典的是没有功劳、没有条件的。
We understand that grace is what we receive from God.
我们知道我们恩典的是我们从神所领受到的。
However, we are not supposed to take for granted that we just receive grace easily and lightly, softly and presently.
我们不要以为我们领受的恩典是一个很容易的领受到恩典，很软的，很愉快的领受神的恩典。
We are to take seriously.
我们必须很认真的来领受神的恩典。
Grace is a free gift from God.
恩典是神所给我们一个白白的礼物。
Yet our Lord, our Savior, the Son of God, has paid a tremendous price, so that we must value and appreciate and also try to cherish.
但是我们的主为我们付上何等大的代价，以致我们必须要来珍惜这样的恩典。
We are not to be fallen in grace. We must grow in grace.
我们不能在恩典里面堕落，我们必须在恩典里面长进。
To grow in spiritual life, we must have the discipline of grace.
属灵的长进必须有恩典上的操练。
The discipline of grace is manifold, many aspects.
恩典的操练是有多方面的。
This morning we tried to discuss on the meaning or the practice of personal devotion, individual private devotion.
早上我们提到那个个人灵修的意义，这个重要性。
And we think that it's very, very important for us to withdraw from the crowd or from the from the very busy environment, so that we might have the time of aloneness.
但是我们知道那个个人的灵修是让我们能够从群众里面出来，然后我们有时间单独跟神在一起，是非常要紧的。
Jesus Christ did it.
耶稣基督这样做了。
Before the day was ever dawning, and he went to the wilderness, to the hillside to pray to God, alone with God. That is a must and imperative to us.
在早晨天未亮的时候，耶稣就起来，然后来到旷野的地方，来单独跟神相处，跟向神祷告。自然是一个神圣的必须，我们一定要做的事情。
Jesus taught his disciples to be alone with God.
耶稣教他的门徒们必须花时间单独跟神在一起。
Solitude is a discipline.
独处乃是一个操练。
Solitude is not loneliness.
独处不是孤单。
Because solitude is the time for us to have a very close and intimate and sweet fellowship with God.
因为在独处的时候，我们跟神有很亲密、很甜美的交通。
This is so called the holy leisure.
这是一种神圣的闲暇。
Take time to be holy.
成圣需要功夫。
We must have a quiet time so that our mind might be concentrated, so that we must have a time to meditate.
我们必须要有安静的时间，以致我们心可以集中下来，我们可以来默想。
Therefore, meditation is a discipline, discipline of meditation.
所以同样，默想也是一种操练，操练默想的操练。
Listening is a very good art for us to practice.
倾听乃是一个很好的艺术来学习。
Before we ever utter our words to God, we must listen to God because His voice is rather still and small and very whispering voice.
在我们向神开口祷告以前，我们必须先学着来听神的话语，因为神的话是微小的声音。
Only when we wait long enough that we might listen or hear the voice of God.
就当我们等候时间足够的时候，我们才可以听到神的声音。
And only when we really listen carefully and hear attentively, so that we know how to obey Him.
也就当我们专心一致来倾听神的话语的时候，我们才会知道怎么样来顺服他。
Interesting enough, because in the Old Testament, the word hear, H-E-A-R, means obey. Just like in Chinese, we said.Not only listen and hear, but also trust and obey, and with loving obedience.
也确实在希伯来文里面，那个听那个字本来意思就是顺服的意思，就像我们讲到听从的意思。
Therefore, before we ever utter our prayer, let us wait, wait quietly and in silence, so that God can speak to us, so that we know how to pray.
所以我们知道我们在祷告以前，我们先安静的等候，在安静里等候神，然后让神教导我们怎么样祷告。
And then we should practice.
那我们必须来实在来做。
The art of prayer.
祷告的艺术。
Perhaps you remember I mentioned three things.
你记得我提到三件事情。
We should turning on. We should be turning on.
我们必须先打开。
And then turning in really have an inwardness of experience.
然后转到我们心里面，让我们有内心的经验。
And then turn over to God, complete surrender to God.
然后完全的交托给神，顺服神。
Now I just go a little bit further. I want to mention about the discipline of study Because discipline of study is also one aspect of our personal and private devotion.
再进一步提到那种研究的那种操练, 那也是我们个人的灵修生活的一部分。
Someone may raise question, well, to think is a mental activity or rational activity. How come that it should relate with spiritual experience?
有人可能会想说那种, 思想是一种理性的、一种心智的一种运作, 跟属灵的光有什么关系呢？
But I believe faith is rational.
但我相信信仰乃是理性的。
Faith without rationality, that is superstition.
没有理性的信仰乃是一种迷信。
Very unfortunately, in our Chinese tradition, we just try to separate faith with rationality. We think whatever we think in a rational being, it means that somehow we are wrong because spiritual things is not that which is rational.
不幸的是我们中国教会经常把信仰跟理性分开，我们以为关乎理性的就是不合乎信仰的。
Please understand that faith is not irrational.
就我们记得信仰不是非理性的。
Faith is not anti-rational.
信仰也不是反理性的。
We may say faith sometimes might be super or supra-rational.
也许我们可以说在有一些时候里面，信仰乃是超乎理性之上的。
And therefore our mind must be disciplined.
所以我们的心智必须要受操练。
Just like we have read from Romans chapter 12 said, no, do not be conformed to this world. Try to get away from the secularism so that our mind might be renewed and transformed.
就像我们刚刚读到罗马书那边提到说，我们不要效法这个世界，没有心意更新而变化。
Last evening we mentioned the experience of transfiguration when the disciples saw Jesus on transfigured.
昨天晚上我们提到主耶稣在一个高山上那种变了形象的一个经历。
And this word transfiguration, exactly the same word used in the book of Romans chapter 12.
然后那个字眼变了形象，就是在这个地方，罗马书地方提到说那个新意更新变化，同样一个字。
Jesus Christ was transfigured so that the glory of God might be manifested.
主耶稣他变了形象，以致神的荣耀可以彰显出来。
We too, because we belong to Him, and we should also manifest the glory of God. We too should be transfigured.
我们也是如此，我们必须要变了形象，因为我们属于他，我们必须把神的荣耀彰显出来。
Now how could we be transformed or transfigured?
我们怎么样可以轻易更新变化，怎么样变了形象呢？
By the renewing of our mind. Our mind must be renewed.
这叫更新我们的心意。
And it needs discipline, the discipline of study, the discipline of our mind.
这也需要操练，操练我们做研究的操练，操练我们心智。
We emphasize so much to exercise our mental ability or activity in our study, our academic life.
在我们的学术生活里面，我们非常强调那种研究的功夫。
I'm afraid we also should emphasize the same, not necessarily the same experience, but same. The mental capacity in our spiritual exercises.
但我想我们在属于操练里面，我们需要同样的强调我们的心智。
Spiritual growth is so very important in the realm of mental activity.
属于的成长在我们心智的活动上是非常要紧的。
We must study. We must study the Word of God.
我们必须研究神的话语。
When we study the Word of God, we should exercise our rational and mental activity.
我们当我们在研究神的话语的时候，我们要运用我们的理性的思考。
Whatever God gives is good. So please don't disregard the greater capacity of our rationality.
不管神给我们什么都是好的，所以请我们记得不要来忽视我们的理性的运作。
Our faith is the response of a whole personality.
我们的信仰呢，是我们全人的一种反应。
Intellect, emotion, will, and conscience.
我们的心智，我们的意志，我们的感情，我们的意识。
We are not to try to separate these two things.
我们并不打算把这些分开来,
because these are all very important.
因为他们都,
intellect and faith.
因为他们都是很要紧的, 包括, 理智跟信仰。
Because faith consists in intellectuals.
因为信仰是包含着我们的理性的。
Even when we study the Bible, we have to exercise our intellectual capacity.
就是我们在研究圣经的时候，我们是需要运作我们的那种, 理性的那种思考。
Well, believe it or not, somehow we have been influenced by Western. Again, I'm talking about Western.
但好像我们又仍然再次受到西方的不好的影响。
We're so much Westernized that a lot of thinking in the framework of Western mentality.
我们太受西方的影响，以至于我们一些思想的过程都是跟西方一样。
Some are good, but some are not good. I'm so grateful that we have some Asian background. That's good for us because God is very gracious to us.
有些时候西方的文化有些是好，有些不好的。我们需要感谢神，让我们是一个东方人，有这样一个东方的思考的方向。
We know the Western missionaries came to China or came to our Chinese environment, and somehow they came from a Puritan background. Now Puritanism is good, I must say.
我们从很多新教士早先他们是从西方来到我们中国文化里面，那他们都常常受一些清教徒的一些背景的影响。清教徒本身的信仰并不是不好的。
But somehow I must mention or admit that Puritanism is anti-intellectualism.
但是清教徒主义常常是反理性主义。
So some people think, oh, don't study very hard, only study the Bible. Even study the Bible, we did not study properly. No, that is the question.
甚至有些时候，当我们在研究圣经的时候，有人告诉我们不要太认真地研究圣经，那这是一个大的问题。
Well, the Greek mind or Greek thought tried to divide, you know, that which is flesh, that which is spirit. But actually, in the Bible, we really can understand, well, the whole personality is the organic whole.It's not supposed to be divided.
希腊人习惯于把肉体 跟心灵把它分开来，在圣经里面其实这是一个有机的整体，是没有办法分开的。
So sometimes we use the Greek philosophical methodology, and we try to have so-called dialectical way of thinking, and we try even to to divide things antithetical.
所以在希腊的文化里面，他们习惯于用一种辩证的方法来讨论，所以就喜欢把事情把它对立开来。
And therefore, life is one thing, and knowledge is another. And so the spirit is one thing, and the intellectual mind is another thing. No, that is not quite true. If you study very carefully the Old Testament, you can find the mistake which the Greek mind has made.
所以经常是生命跟知识被分开来，然后理性跟信仰被分开来。但在旧约里面，在圣经里面不是这个样子的。
Therefore, I think we must be very careful because if we study the Bible, I'm afraid we have to exercise our mental capacity.
所以我们能够小心，当我们在研究圣经的时候，我们要需要运用我们的理性的智慧。
Now, how should we study?
我们怎么样来研究圣经？
Well, we should study the how should we study the Bible, and we must somehow to use our mind and also take effort to study the Bible.
当我们在研究圣经的时候，我们需要用我们的思想要。付上代价努力来读圣经。
Oh, we say no, because that's a spiritual matter. We don't have to pay any price. We don't have to take time. We just study the Bible as we try to do.
或者我们说哦，不要，那是属于的事情，我们不需要付代价，不需要花功夫，我们就是读圣经就可以了。
So we sit together as a group and open the Bible and read a passage, and then we have a free thinking and free interpretation and could be wrong and mistaken concept.
或者我们一群人这样坐下来，我们就把圣经打开就读，然后就自由联想来自由解释自由讨论，可能我们的结论是完全错误的。
We did not take effort in the study of the Bible.
我们没有努力花功夫来研究圣经。
I think this is a terrible mistake which the Bible study group had made. I must warn you that if you study together, first of all, each one of you must study separately, carefully, conscientiously, then work together and study together. We can find how the Holy Spirit will speak to us.
我很担心这是很多查经班很犯的又很严重的错误。我劝告大家，如果在查经的时候要先预先你单独个人花时间好好读圣经，然后在一起来读的时候，让圣灵引导我们来看出圣经的那个真理。
We try to study the word, but actually the word is not as it is on surface value, we may say. And sometimes this is a danger when we study Bible together.
有些时候那个圣经的字面的意思不是那样的清楚准确的，那我们需要很小心这个事情。
Sometimes we may have this kind of mistake. I have a term called exegetical dishonesty.When we did not study very carefully, we are not honest enough to explain the word of God. That is a terrible mistake, which God was not pleased.
如果我们没有好好下功夫读经的话，我们的解释圣经乃是一种错误的解经，是对神不诚实的。
So we must be careful in studying the Bible.
所以我们在研究圣经的时候需要很小心。
Then how should we read? How should we study the Bible? I offer you 3 points.
我们应该怎么样来研究圣经呢？有三个点。
First of all, we must know that when we study the Bible, we must understand the conceptual knowledge of the Bible.
第一，我们必须要有一个观念性的对圣经的知识的了解。
You understand that even the Word of God, the truth of God, is within the framework of historical cultural background.
我们要了解，甚至神的话语是在那种历史的文化的架构里面所产生的。
Please understand the message of the Bible is timely, relevant to the time in which they lived, not we lived.
请我们先记得，神的话语是有时间性的，是跟当时的时代背景有密切的相关性的。
Only when we understand the cultural background, the historical background, until we really understand, we do not understand the Word of God in its content.
就当我们在清楚到圣经的话语的那个文化历史的背景的时候，我们才可以清楚了解神的话语的意思是什么。
Sometimes we could make a terrible mistake by reading the Bible word by word because we believe that the Bible is the inspiration of God. Every word is inspired, and so this is a mistake of so-called biblical literalism. We only pay attention to the words but not the spirit. It could be wrong.
也就是说，如果我们太强调于按照圣经的字面意思来解释它的话，我们很可能犯了很严重的错误。
Sometimes we do not understand the word because its background, because literary device could be different, and we do not understand that. We could also make mistakes.
也就是说，当我们只是来读那个字面意思的时候，我们忘记那个背后的背景以后，我们就会犯错误。
Almost a very traditional, typical, and almost conventional interpretation, like Genesis 1, when God said, "Let us."Made man after our image, our us. Well, why plural? Well, of course, that is Trinity. God, Father, God, Son, and God, Holy Spirit.
我们举个例来说，是一个很习惯用解经的方式。现在创世纪第一章里面说，神说我们按着我们的形象来造人。那我们是复数的，那我们就把它以为是圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体这样表现出来。
In that interpretation, I'm afraid three gods instead of one God.
我担心那样的解释会导致一种三位神而不是一位神。
Is God plural?
神是复数的吗
？How would you interpret that?
你怎样解释它呢
？Well, if we understand the Hebrew literary device,
如果你能够了解希腊文的意思的话
，and we understand that only in Greek mind plurality is quantitative, but our understanding from Hebrew mind, even Chinese mind, numbers are really quality, not quantity.
事实上，只有在希腊文的思想里面。那种复数才是一种计量的，而在希伯来人或中国人的里面，复数常常是属于计值的，而不是计量的。
Plurality is not quantitative, but qualitative.
复数呢是一种性质的，多质量的，不是计量的，
不是量的。Only if you study two or three months of Hebrew language, then you understand in grammatical term it's called plural of majesty. It means God is majestic.God is supreme, God is splendid, therefore the plural number is used, not emphasizing the Trinity.
如果在我们读了希伯来文两三个月的话，你就发现到那边的那个复数乃是一种多数的华丽，不是提到神是多数的，乃是一种神的美丽的一种彰显。
Please don't misunderstand that, or you say, oh, you do not believe the doctrine of Trinity. No, but I just want to emphasize the Hebrew literary device so that we might understand. Don't take the words on surface. Sometimes we could be wrong because we did not study carefully as we should.
请你不要以为我是反对三位一体的一个信仰，不是这样子，乃是我要告诉大家是，当我们在读圣经的时候，要很小心，免得我们读错误了。
Therefore, I think I'm afraid that we must emphasize the conceptual knowledge.
就希望我们可以注意到那种观念性的知识。
This is not very important, but it is important for us in our study.
我想这不是绝对重要，这是顶重要，在我们的那个研究圣经里面。
And sometimes we are so lazy, we don't want to read books or commentaries because this is so dry. But it is solid, I tell you. Sometimes you take some IVP or some very, very simple Bible study guide. That is not sufficient for us to have a very solid message.
也是我们太习惯于我们不愿意来看一些解经的书籍，查考一参考书，我们就只能够读一些比较软性的书籍。我告诉他就是。是很要紧的，就是要好好的下功夫来读圣经。
We must pay price, and we must take time in the study of the Bible.
我们需要付上代价，花时间来研究神的话语。
Because study is a discipline, we must discipline our mind in the study of the Bible.
因为查经乃是一种操练，我们必须操练我们的心意来研究圣经。
The second point is meditative knowledge.
那第二种是一种默想性的一种知识。
You do not read any books; you just read the Bible alone.
你不要读任何其他书籍，你就是光是读圣经就好。
And try not to over-spiritualize the message. Or no, don't try to explain the word, but just read and read and think and meditate. That is enough.
不要太过分的把圣经的话语灵异化，你只要一直读它，重复读它，来思想它，来默想它就够了。
And then the third point is directional, that the Word of God directs us in our daily life.
那是一种是引导式的读经, 让神的话在我们生活里面来引导我们。
And how could it be directive?
怎么样被人引导性的呢?
Well, I said the Bible message is timely.
我刚刚提到说圣经的信息是有时间性的。
And also timeless, because the Word of God has its own authority.
但同时神的话也是没有时间性的, 因为神的话有他自己的权柄。
Therefore, the Word of God could be applied even to us here and now in this environment.
所以神的话也同样可以在这个时候, 在这个地方影响到我们, 改变我们。
And that is directional.
那是一种引导性的。
Without conceptual, how could you apply it situationally?
如果没有一个概念性的一个认识的话，你怎么可以在各种情况里应用它呢？
So I think that is very important. Try to read the Bible properly and take time and take effort in the study of the Bible.
所以恰当的来研读圣经是非常要紧的。
Also, not only Bible, we should read some other books as well.
不但是圣经，我们需要读一些其他的书籍。
I think many books are very important, theological books or some religious books. These are good for us to help us understand the meaning of the religious life.
Someone said,
don't read any other books, only read the Bible. That is enough.
有人说你不要读别的书，只要读一本书，圣经就够了。
I said that is not enough, because if you do not read other books, you do not understand Bible at all.
但我说那样是不够的，如果你不读别的书的话，你就没有办法来了解圣经。
Because our spiritual capacity is so limited.
因为我们属灵的能力是那样的有限制。
Our comprehension is so limited.
我们的认识是那样有限制。
Why not draw the spiritual resources from the books which are, we may say, the accumulated spiritual experiences down through the ages?
为什么不把第四历代以来圣徒们所累积的一些属灵的经验把它收集过来呢？
God has spoken ages after ages.
神在历世历代都一直讲话。
God has raised many good and spiritual persons.
神兴起了很多属灵的伟人。
And they have really disciplined, they have experience of mental discipline.
他们有很多在心智上那种操练。
They took time to study and they took time to write. Yet we said, no, we don't read any books.
他们花时间来研读圣经, 他们花时间来写那些书, 但我们说不要, 我们不要读那些书。
Again, I'm afraid this is a terrible mistake our Chinese churches have committed. I'm so sorry for that. I must remind you to pay attention.
我想我们中国教会经常也犯这个很严重的问题，我是非常的遗憾。
Therefore, we must study other books, because these books are very worthwhile. These were God's voice through the ages.
所以我们要劝大家能够多读一些其他的书，因为这是神历世历代所传下来的声音。
For instance, some churches said, denomination is wrong. I don't think so. If you read the books, if you read church history, we know denomination was or has been the activity of God. That is God's work.
也是有很多人会提到说教会的宗派呢是错的，但是如果你仔细读教会历史的话，你会看见那乃是神的工作。
We must be historically orientated.
我们必须有历史的眼光。
Because in Bible, we understand God's action is in its historical continuity.
因为我们知道，我们读圣经的话，看见神的行动能在历史的延续性里面表现出来。
God acts, God works continuously and consistently.
神不断地在历史里面来工作，持续的工作。
So our Chinese churches, our Christians are too childish. That is a terrible mistake and very, very pitiful.
就像我们中国的基督徒实在是非常的幼稚，很可惜的一个事情。
Yet we think, oh, we must be spiritual, 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 and spiritual to such a degree. We're so childish. We must grow in grace, and we must discipline our mind so that we might understand the will of God in this particular age. We must study.
所以如果我们只是强调说要属灵，要属灵，带着弟兄变得那样的幼稚，就是一个很可怕的一个事情。所以我们需要在恩典里面要操练，让我们可以在这个时代里面明白神的信息。
We study other books very hard.
我们也很认真来读其他的书籍。
But we did not study Bible as hard as we should.
但是我们却没有那样同样认真的来读我们的圣经。
This is our shortcoming. We must confess our sin in the presence of God.
这是我们的缺点，我们必须在神面前承认我们的过犯。
The Holy Spirit speaks to us, but never speaks to a lazy person or a very naive person, so naive that we think the Holy Spirit will illuminate our minds, but it is not true. Holy Spirit will never do that kind of things.
圣灵会对我们说话，但圣灵不会对一个懒惰的、一个无知的人说话。
So priests understand that we should pray and we should think.
所以我们记得我们必须要祷告，也要思想。
Some only think. 有些人只是思想, do not pray,
而不祷告,
of course they are wrong.
他们错了,
some only pray without think. Of course, again, he could be wrong or they could be wrong.
有些人他们只有祷告, 却没有思想, 也同样是错了,
I think we should think and we should pray together.
我们需要同时思想跟祷告,
but most pitiful situation is we do not think and we do not pray as much as we should.
但最可怜的是我们又不祷告又不思想。
Therefore, it is very important for us to understand the discipline of study is very important. Then we come to the second point, which this evening I want to discuss with you. That is the book of Joshua, chapter 24. We are familiar with that particular verse. As for me and for my house, not only me, not only personal, private or individual, but also my family. As for me and my house, as for me and my house, my family, we will or we must, we should serve him.
至于我和我的家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。 不仅是单数的我，而是包含我们整个家的每一个人在里面。
Now, what do you mean by word of serve?
侍奉是什么意思呢?
When we think about serve, it means we do things for God and we try to work for God.
当我们提到侍奉，我们就想要为神做一事情，为神工作。
Again, on the surface, it serve means do things, but actually, the true meaning is not to do things, but to worship God. To serve God means to worship God.
侍奉这个事的表面意思好像看起来是做一些事情，但这个字的真实的意义呢是敬拜神，侍奉乃是敬拜。
Whatever we do, the first thing we must worship God.
不管我们做什么事情，我们首先要敬拜神。
Worship is most important.
敬拜呢是最重要的。
Private devotion, individual devotion, we should pray to God, we worship God individually.
我们个人的灵修，我们个人的默想的时间，我们向神单独的祷告。
But that is not enough.
但那样是不够的。
It is only a beginning, a first step we should take.
只是一个开始，一个第一步而已。
And then if we have a family, we have a home, we must have include our family situation in order to worship God.
如果我们一个家庭的话，我们必须把我们整个家庭合在一起来敬拜神。
So I would say this is a discipline of family altar.
我想这乃是家庭的祭坛的一个操练。
Do we have altar in our family?
在我们家中是不是有一个祭坛呢?
Oh, of course, I'm a Christian, my wife is a Christian, and children are all Christians. We all come to the church to worship. But how about my own family situation?
当然我们可以说我是基督徒，我太太是基督徒，我们的孩子都是基督徒。我们到教堂做礼拜，但是在我们家的光景怎么样呢？
And even when we eat together, we may just pray by ourselves, you know, individually. We are so individualistic as we even neglect the family situation.
甚至我们在吃饭的时候，我们就是单独祷告，我们是这样的个人主义，而忽略整个家庭在一起。
Do we really pay special attention to the family altar? In family, we must have an altar to worship God together.
我们是不是有特别注意到，我们的家应该有个祭坛来一起敬拜神呢？
If you have just you are only couple, but two of you must pray together each day.
就是在你家里面，你只有夫妻两个人的话，你们夫妻也需要每一天同心祷告。
If you have children, you should pray and worship God together with children.
如果你有孩子的话，你应该把孩子带进来一起来敬拜、祷告。
In family situation, the first thing we must emphasize is togetherness. Togetherness.
在家庭里面，我们必须先强调是那种一起。
So we have a sense of belongingness. Not only I belong to you, you belong to me, but also we all belong to God. It seems that most of Christian homes do not emphasize the family altar. If you will look at the Genesis account, you understand Abraham. What was the secret of his progress or his spiritual growth?
如果我们看创世纪亚伯拉罕他的光景的话，到底他属灵长进的秘诀在什么地方呢？
Every time when he built his tent, he must have an altar.
每逢当他筑一个帐篷的时候，他必须筑一个祭坛。
So every step of going forward, he must have an altar.
所以他在人生的每一个前进的脚步上面，他对一个祭坛被建起。
I think this is exactly what we should do. Charles Spurgeon, a very famous British minister in the last century, said,
19世纪一个很出名英国宣一个牧师斯布珍这样说。
He said, "A family without altar is like a house without a roof."
他说，一个家庭如果没有祭坛的话，就像一座房屋没有屋顶一样。
Is this terrible? A house without a roof?
一个家庭没有一个房子，不是很可怕吗？
How about the raining?
如果下雨怎么办呢？
Oh, it is inconceivable.
是难以想象的。
Yet in our homes, we do not have altar.
在我们家里面，我们却没有家庭的祭坛。
I think this is very important for us to practice the divine presence in our home.
我想我们很需要在我们家庭里面来操练神圣的同在。
And we must discipline this matter.
我们需要在这事情上操练我们自己。
Because we must set up the altar and worship God as such.
因为我们需要这样子来设立祭坛来敬拜神。
Togetherness.
一起。
Because home is the place where we live.
因为家乃是我们居住的地方。
To live is not just only come and go or just come for the supper and then we just sleep at home. That is not enough. That is not very good home life.
住在家里面不是说我们只是这样来来去去，只是吃晚餐睡觉而已，这样不是一个很好的家庭生活。
Home is not a hotel or motel.
家庭不是一个旅馆或是旅社。
Home is home.
家就是家。
I'm afraid sometimes we do not pay very much attention to it, so that even Christian home has many, many problems.
我担心有些时候我们没有那样的注意我们的家庭，甚至基督徒家庭都有很多的问题。
You know why?
为什么呢？你知道吗？
The major problem was because of little time of togetherness.
你知道为什么吗? 因为我们太少花时间，我们全家在一起。
Husband is so busy and the wife is so busy.
丈夫是那样的忙碌，太太也是那样的忙碌。
Please don't misunderstand that I am against working wives.
请你不要误会我，以为我是一个反对工作的妇女的人。
But somehow, if we are so busy, we are only making a living. We are not living a life. That is a major problem and a weakness in our Christian life.
问题是，如果我们只是在那边谋求生活的，而不是在享受生活的话，我们就会出了问题。
We are so busy.
我们是那样的忙碌。
Early in the morning, we rush to the office, and then late afternoon, we came back tired, and even we don't want to cook. You know that could be a lot of problem involved.
我们一早起来就赶着去上班，然后回家以后，我们就是那样的忙碌，那样的累，甚至不想煮晚餐，那就可能产生很多的问题。
And wives are supposed to cook the meal and clean the dishes, and where the husband will sit on the sofa and watch the TV and ball game. Is this fair or not? I just want to raise question. I don't have answer for that.
好像是传统上是妻子需要回家以后需要煮饭要洗碗的，然后丈夫他就可以看报纸、看电视、看球赛。 那这样是不是公平呢? 我不要回答，就是把问题提出来。
Is it possible for the wives be resentful in the family situation?
在这样一个家庭光景里面，有没有可能妻子会埋怨呢?
How about children?
孩子怎么样呢?
They miss the parents so very much.
他们是那样的想念他们的父母。
I remember a sociologist, if I'm not wrong, he is now teaching at Tulane University in New Orleans, Louisiana.
如果没有记错的话，在纽奥尔那个地方有一个图伦大学一个社会学教授这样讲。
He said in America, 72% of women work not for financial need, and their children are below age of 6.
他提到，在美国有72%的主妇，妇人他们的工作并不是因着他们家庭经济上的需要，而同时他们家里面都有那种6岁以下的孩子。
Now that is a major problem. I do not know whether we Chinese really emphasize this special aspect of problems.
我想那是一个很大的问题，我不知道我们中国人是不是很重视这个。
Oh well, we are here and we are westernized, Americanized. This is American society, and we get to adjust ourselves. And whatever they do, we do. But we are Christians. We are Chinese Christians, and we have a unique position in the kingdom of God. Do we realize that?
我们在我们会说，我们基督徒在美国这个地方，我们就需要路见问俗来跟随美国人，他们做什么做什么。但是要记得，我们是基督徒，我们是中国的基督徒，我们在神的国度里面，我们特殊的地位。你有没有认识到这一点呢？
Sometimes the Korean woman or sometimes Korean couple could have many, many problems. I do not know whether you have been sensitive to it or not.
我知道那有事业的夫妻，他们经常有一些很大的问题，我不知道你是不是有同样的问题。
The couple are in a highest mood of competition. Do you think this is a healthy and wholesome mood?
如果夫妻两个有那样一种很竞争的心理状态的话，你想这是一个正确、一个健康的一种心态吗？
If we are so busy, how about our children? Of course, they have a nursery, they have a school, but they just go there and we feel more relaxed about it. But do you know where is the place for education? Well, of course, nursery and the school, these are all places for educating children. But I'm afraid to admit that that is not true.
但我需要说,
the major setting of education is at home.
教育的主要的一个环境乃是我们的家庭。
Please understand, well, even religious education, the setting is at home, not in church.
即使我们宗教的教育,那个环境是在家庭里面,而不是在教会里面。
I do not say that the Sunday school is not important. I do not say that church life is not important. But that the real religious education is at home, not in the church.
我不是说教会生活或是主日学不重要,而是说让真正的宗教教育的产生的地方乃是在家里面。
And how should we do it then?
那我们怎么样,应该怎么样做?
Well, I think first of all, we must build up the altar at home.
我想首先我们必须建立家庭的祭坛。
Every day, only 5 minutes or 10 minutes after the supper, I think everybody has time, and we must pray together and read the Bible and pray together.
我想每一天我们在晚餐以后,我们可以花5分钟,10分钟时间,我们一起来读圣经,一起祷告。
And we can take turn. Well, the father will take first, take the lead first, and then the mother, and even the children. I think it would be very meaningful for them to study Bible together with their parents.
全家人可以轮流,先是父亲,母亲,孩子们也可以参与。我想那是非常有意义的事情。
By so doing, there's no such thing as generation gap.
如果我们这样做的话,就没有所谓代沟这样的一个名词。
If we do so, we don't have this problem so-called about cultural conflict.
如果我们这样做的话,我们就会成为文化冲突的一个问题。
We do not have a problem about the language, about the dialect. These problems are all settled.
我们就没有所谓语言的问题,这些都会解决的。
Because we really sense the oneness in Christ.
因为我们实在是感觉到在基督里面的合一。
Now please understand, I'm not just speaking and you are listening, that is not enough. You must practice.
请记得我这样讲不是只让你们听得好听而已,你们必须要学习,要做。
I'm not just offering a recipe. If you do not cook, you can never cook well.
我不是这边只给你们一个菜单而已,你们不煮的话,你们永远不会煮得好。
Therefore we must practice, this is very important. If you forget everything, but you build up the family altar, I think this retreat is successful.
我想你们记得,也许你会忘记我讲了很多话,但是如果你们只要记得在家里面建立家庭祭坛的话,那这个退休就是一个成功的退休会。
We begin with our personal and private devotion, and then develop into family situation.
我们从我们个人单独的灵修开始,然后进入我们家庭的祭坛,灵修生活里面。
At home, we really have a sense of commitment, we have a sense of belongingness, the sense of togetherness.
在我们家里,我们那种真实的合一的感觉,归属的感觉。
Really to build up a Christian home, so that our church could be the family of God and our family, our household of faith.
我们真正建立一个基督徒的家庭，以至于我们的家可以成为神的家庭。
Because the church is the family of families.
因为教会乃是所有家庭合在一起的一个大家庭。
Only when every individual families are strong enough in faith, then our whole church will be strong in our faith.
就当单独各个家庭都很强壮的时候。
If we do not emphasize our devotion at home, I am afraid our church can never be growing, and our spiritual growth is only theory and not practice.
如果我们在家庭里面我们没有那种强壮的灵修的话，我想我们的教会永远不会强壮。
10 more minutes, I may have to move on.
只有剩下10分钟，我们必须再往前进。
Then we want to discuss something about discipline of corporate worship.
我们现在谈到是我们那种群体的敬拜。
Corporate worship is very important.
亲自敬拜呢是非常要紧的。
That's the reason why we should set up a date that is the first day of the week.
那乃是为什么我们要一个礼拜要设立一天，就是七日第一日。
That is the Lord's day.
乃是主日。
And we have definite date.
我们有个特定的日子。
We have a definite time.
我们有特定的时间。
We have definite form.
我们有特定一个形式。
We have definite program.
我们有特定的节目。
For us to get together.
那我们聚在一起。
And we try to set aside everything else.
我们把一切事情都摆开来。
And concentrate our time and energy, spirit and mind in order to worship God together.
然后集中我们的精神、我们的心思、意念、我们的金钱都在一起来敬拜神。
Because the church as the people of God.
因为教会乃是神的百姓。
We are people of God.
我们乃是神的百姓。
And we get to get together.
我们聚在一起。
As a congregation.
做一个教会。
And we worship together.
我们一起敬拜。
That is discipline of corporate experience, worship.
乃是一种群体的敬拜，一种操练。
But I think that is important. If we do not emphasize our individual and family worship, I'm afraid our corporate worship will not be really successful.
但是如果我们没有强调到我们个人、我们家庭的灵修的话，我想我们群体的敬拜不会成功。
Sometimes we have some wrong concept concerning worship.
也是我们对敬拜有一种错误的观念。
Well, first of all, we think that to worship means to receive blessing from God.
所以我们以为敬拜人是从神领受恩典。
Of course, God is so gracious and He wants to bestow upon us very abundant and rich blessings.
当然，神乃是非常的慈爱，他乐意给我们各样丰盛的赏赐。
But the worship is not to get, but to give.
但是敬拜不是要得，乃是要给。
That's the reason why we have an offertory in our program. We must offer because to worship is to give.
这也是为什么我们在我们敬拜的过程中有一个奉献的一个时间，因为敬拜乃是给。
We should sing the songs of praises because we give praises to God.
我们必须唱那种赞美的诗歌，因为我们把赞美归给神。
And also, even when we listen to the sermon, we give ourselves to God so that we must have a sense of obedience and humility.
甚至我们在听信息的时候，我们也是把我们自己交给神，我们一种那种顺服、那种谦卑的感觉。
Someone said, "Well, I really cannot receive anything in the worship experience, so why bother to come to the church?"
有人会说，好像我在敬拜里。崇拜里面没有得到任何东西，所以就不想到教会里面去。
You remember in Genesis chapter 4, two brothers were worshiping and they gave and they offered sacrifice.
你记得在创世纪四章那边有两个兄弟，他们在那边敬拜神，他们给他们献上了牺牲。
And therefore we should give ourselves completely, utterly, without any reservation and without any hesitation to God. Then we can receive the grace from God.
就当我们把我们自己完全彻底没有保留的奉献给神的时候，我们才会从神那边领受神的恩典。
Then I want to also discuss with you what is the true meaning of worship.
那我们再思想一下，到底那种真实的那种敬拜的意思是什么？
The word worship is really from Anglo-Saxon origin, at least in English. Worship come from this particular word.
那敬拜这个字是从那种英国那边的来的一个字眼。
Worship, it means it is worth, very valuable. This is our value system.
这是一个价值体系，一个很有价值的一个东西。
This is most valuable thing.
这是最有价值的一个东西。
Could we say we do not have time to worship?
我们怎么可以说我们没有时间来敬拜呢？
Could we say we are too busy?
我们可以说我们太忙吗？
No. What is your priority in your life?
不的，你在你生活里面什么是最要紧的呢？
Because this is the worst, very worthwhile thing for us to do.
因为这是在我们生活里面最有价值的一件事情。
So sometimes we have many excuses. This is not the problem of time, but the problem of value.
所以很多时候我们找到很多的借口，事实上问题不在于时间，乃是你的价值观的问题。
If my child was suddenly sick and I said I do not have time to send him to the hospital.
如果我的孩子生病，我说我没有时间带他去医院。
I have time because it is valuable, because it's so important. I must do it because as a father, I really have a deep concern for my child's welfare and his health.
如果孩子生病的话，我当然会有时间带他去医院，因为我看这个事情非常的要紧。
Then I must say that worship is a fine art.
然后我要说，敬拜呢是一个艺术。
Fine art, art.
一个艺术。
A longest art.
一个很长的一个艺术。
Longest,
最长的一个艺术。
Because we not only worship on the earth, but even we worship in the heaven.
因为我们不仅在地上敬拜，在天上也要敬拜。
Therefore, we must learn to worship.
因此我们必须学习怎么样敬拜。
It is the broadest art of experience.
也是一个最宽广的一个艺术。
Because it will combine the architecture, the music, literature, many things together. Because we try.To use every best gift which God gave us in our mental capacity, in our knowledge, in our academic attainment, in order to worship God properly and worthily.
因为我们把所有的事情，把像建筑、把艺术、把音乐，一切都合在一起，尽我们的心思、意力量，全部合在一起来敬拜神。
It is the highest art because we reach even to heaven.
比那也是一个最高的艺术，因为我们达到天上。
And it is the deepest art because we have a very much in depth.We really understand how we should worship.
那这是一个最深的一个敬拜，我们真的知道什么是真的敬拜。
But I must tell you that is very most difficult art.
但我说这是最难的一个敬拜。
Unfortunately, we do not learn as such. We do not understand that is difficult.
可惜我们忽略掉这是一个难的敬拜。
And that is most neglected art.
也是一个最受忽略的一个敬拜。
So you can understand that we do not know how to worship.
谁晓得吗？我们真是不晓得怎么样来敬拜。
But remember, what is our status? What is our office?
那请你记得我们的光景是什么，我们的角色是什么呢？
We are priests.
我们乃是祭司。
If we are priests, then we should learn to worship.
如果我们是祭司，我们就要学会怎么来敬拜。
Not only we worship, but we also bring others to worship God.
不但是我们自己敬拜神，我们带领别人来一起来敬拜神。
If we do not know how to worship, how could we bring others to worship?
如果我们自己不会敬拜的话，我们怎么带领别人来敬拜神呢？
No wonder to many non-Christians, they feel worship is nothing. We're just only rituals and forms, nothing more, because they cannot find in us or on us there are something which is very unique and very appealing.
难怪很多回教他们觉得我们的敬拜崇拜是非常没有意义的，因为他们找不到任何有价值的事情。
This is a discipline.
这乃是一个操练。
Worship is a journey.
敬拜乃是一个过程。
A journey.
一个旅程。
And we should walk closer and closer and closer to God.
我们是越走越走越亲近神。
So at the very beginning we have singing.
所以最开始我们有一个唱诗歌。
We have invocation, the beginning prayer.
我们有一个开会祷告。
Do we know how to pray?
我们知道怎么样开会祷告吗？
Oh, of course, we pray for the retreat, we pray for the Sunday school, we pray many things, but that is not priestly prayer.
当然，我们会为我们的退休，会为我们的主日学，为讲员祷告，但那不是一个祭司性的祷告。
The priestly prayer, you must bring everybody's need to God. Only praise, only confession, nothing more, nothing less.
在一个祭司性祷告里，我们先是赞美，先是感谢。
No wonder we fail in our worship experience because we do not understand worship is a journey.
难怪我们 会在我们敬拜上失败，因为我们不晓得敬拜呢是一个旅程。
Every time at the end, at the conclusion of the meeting, that while we sing doxology and the pastor will utter the benediction.
然后最后我们再唱一首诗歌以后，牧师会有祝福。
This should be the climax of our worship experience.
在那个时候呢，是我们整个聚会的一个最高潮。
But to many Christians, that is a sense of relief. Oh, it is over. Oh, it is over. So long. Oh, well, it's over.
但很可惜，神就觉得说他们说啊，很好，机会就要结束了，他就心里就放松下来了。
Could we really learn much out of the worship experience?
我们真的可以从敬拜里面提到很多一些经历吗
？We almost utterly failed in our worship experience. Therefore, we do not have experience in our spiritual growth.
我们几乎在我们的敬拜的里面，我们完全失败，以致我们的属灵就没有各样的长进。
First, we must begin with our personal and individual devotion.
我们先从我们个人敬拜开，进个人的灵修开始。
And then we go a little further on, try to establish our family altar.
我们再从家庭的祭坛建立起。
And then, when families get together in the family of God, we would have very successful, meaningful spiritual worship.
那在我们在神的大家庭里面，才有一个很美的、很成功的一个属灵的敬拜。
Let us pray.
我们低头祷告。
Father, we are grateful as Thou hast spoken Thy word. And Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us so that we might understand the importance of spiritual discipline as such. Father, forgive us as we failed You. Forgive us as we neglect many things we wish we should pay attention to. Lead and guide us so that we must re-emphasize our personal devotion.Our family altar, as well as family worship in a large family, big family church, as the household of faith. Lead and guide us, O Lord, so we may try to understand and practice the divine presence, because your presence is the mystery of grace, which we need so very much in our life. 亲爱的主啊，我们感谢你，因为今天晚上你自己的话教导我们。让我们明白我们是祭司，我们有这样的福分，我们也有这样的职分，我们也有这样的本分。求主叫我们好好的敬拜，在我们个人的灵修生活敬拜你，在我们家庭祭坛上要敬拜你，在我们一同敬拜的时候我们也敬拜你。哦，主啊，我们实在觉得我们必须要在敬拜中长进。求主叫我们能够受这样恩典的训练。主啊，人的言语就是那么有限，我们人的思想也是那么有限，不能将你的真理表达于万一。但感谢主，因为你自己的恩惠临到我们的时候，当我们愿意遵守的时候，我们信靠一生，此外别无，没有别的方法。我们相信你必定引导帮助我们，圣灵继续做奇妙的感动的工作。求主听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督圣灵，阿们。
Here is the Gospel Team Ministry. Trust that you have been blessed by this gospel message. We do hope that you can introduce the ministry to your friends and continue to pray for us. Thank you.
这是讲坛录音释放，很高兴您收听福音信息，相信你必从中得到帮助，希望你能与你的朋友分享主恩，介绍他们收听，并请为这事工祷告，谢谢。